It's dark in here. Visions are flashing into my head as I reminisce. My reoccurring dreams, and you said, I'm falling, falling for you, babe. And my feelings are getting stronger, so why don't you stay with me for a little longer? See it in your eyes, and I can tell by your body. Oh, why are you taking so long? You need to come and find me, honey, to set your mind at rest and let your dreams run free. Dreaming and lusting, I'm burning and praying for more of this ecstasy. Oh yeah.
Greg Douglas is an artist kind of hard to keep track of because he's so prolific. Since 1998, he's released 7 full-length CDs, and recently he decided he had so much older material that never made it to disc that he's released so far 2 more, called Retroactive, which he calls his official bootleg series. They are digital-only releases, and from Volume 2, you heard Come Here, Boy. This is J.D. Doyle welcoming you to Omot, part 4 of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show for June. Hey, I've got so much great material that I just can't help sharing it. I ended part 3 with sort of a canned segment, as it had already aired on This Way Out. It was an interview with Jen Foster, and I think she's a terrific artist. The piece for This Way Out was on her song, I Didn't Just Kiss Her. But I couldn't pass up a chance to ask her some other questions, like what was the first lyrically gay song she recorded?
Lyrically gay song? I think that would probably have to be She, which did pretty well for me. It won an award in the John Lennon Songwriting Contest and got me a lot of press in the gay world. And She is a song about two women falling in love and sort of, you know, owning that and claiming it to the world that you're in a relationship with a woman. So I guess that would be the one.
Mm-hmm. precious beauty with the world. Now suddenly they say I've got to hide it, but I have found true love, and there is nothing you can do. Just try and stop me, just try and stop us. Good luck to you, 'cause she means everything to me. She makes me feel the thing else matters, not even what the world thinks of me.
And since then, there have been several. The Underdogs was another one that that I wrote about, the experience of growing up and being in that, sort of an outcast, and the other outcasts in the world. And that song won me an Out Music Award, which was nice.
Second grade, Billy Sims, playing out by the jungle gym. All the boys laughed at him for some sort of speech impediment, and they knocked him down, and I pushed them off, and they kicked our asses, 'cause we were the underdogs. Cindy Sloan, eating in the lunchroom all alone. They called her strange, but I could see that she was just different like me. So I asked her over, and she blew me off. It made perfect sense to me, 'cause Judson Tate, he didn't have a homecoming date. He asked me out, we never kissed, we told each other our big secret. He said he fell for James, and senior year, Billy Sims, his parents said it was an accident.
Again, an artist I much admire, Jen Foster. The song She was from her 2003 album, Everybody's Girl, and The Underdogs was the title track of one from 2005. Next, I want to play an artist from Australia, Lee Adam Wilshire, whose new album kind of specializes in singing songs that were intended for women and keeping the pronouns intact. The album is called Lover Man, and this is his updating of the Noel Coward song, Mad About the Boy.
I'm mad about the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there the traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of that first affair. Will it ever cloy this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane, and then again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
And I'm honored to say that I had a hand in this next recording. Lee contacted me while he was working on the album, and I nudged him to consider recording a song I've long wanted to hear done by a man. He indulged me and did a special version of the song. Though others have recorded it over the years, it's mostly associated with Cleo Lane, and this is the only male version I know of the song. And it's not on Lee's album, so this is one of those few chances to hear it. Lee Adam Wilshire and Lies of Handsome Men.
Star signs, and I believe in film romances, I believe in fantasy, and I believe with just one glance is crazy for my eyes, 'cause I believe the lies of handsome men. I believe in witchcraft, and I believe in Cinderella, I believe in gypsies, and I believe I cast a spell that sends him to the skies, 'cause I believe the lies of handsome men. In a dark and quiet place, the truth and I meet face to face, and even if his eyes disappear, I keep some stunning souvenirs. So I believe in heroes, and I expect a happy ending, wishing on some rainbow. I pretend is not pretending, someday
I get wise. But right now, I need the lies of handsome men.
Okay, how many lesbian polka songs have you heard? Well, I have one. It's by the Polkanomics, and one of the band members, who plays bass, can be found elsewhere on the QMH website. She's Nancy Vogel, and she released a solo album on Olivia in 1986, and she and Polkanomics guitarist Suzanne Schonbaum were members of the Berklee Women's Music Collective, who put out very lesbian albums in 1976 and 1978. But the new polka album is called Lola, and I picked their take on Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Give her the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell her that a lonesome nights are over. Sandman, bring me a dream. A pair of eyes with a come have a gleam. A lovely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Sandman, someone to hold. Would be so peachy before I grow old. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Before I grow old, so please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me, please, please, bring me. Mr. Sandman.
A few months ago, I discovered a UK artist named Declan Bennett and became quite intrigued with his album called An Innocent Evening of Drinking from 2007. From it is the song Limelight.
Time right now, no star burns brighter. You are to me like a match to a lighter. The real thing, mate, and there's a reason why. Cosmic waste, don't leave the planet empty. on your one-way trip to galaxies of plenty. The wheels of temptation was succumbing to that sun. When you step into that run, Lord, just watch the inner burn.
I hope you saw the May issue of Instinct magazine, as it featured some great articles on artists I admire like Jake Walden and Levi Kreis. And on the cover was an artist from Israel I was not familiar with, but I am now. His first name is spelled like Jonathan, but instead of the J is Y-E-H. He's on Facebook, so I emailed him about it, and he wrote back that it's pronounced Jonathan. So his name is Jonathan Gatro. And besides working on his first album in English, he's got out some incredibly sexy videos. I repeat, incredibly sexy videos. Very erotic, man-on-man stuff. Of course, tastefully done. I can't show you the videos, but I can play one of the songs for you. It's called Just Another Summer.
You up, believe the way across the sky. summer. And here we go again. All the boys are playing, but you don't play that game. If he's the one you're after, you simply can't explain. What is the strange desire that sets you off in flames? I close my eyes and sail away across the sky. I'll be your face of love. I lift you up beneath the weight, across the sky, forever free to love.
You heard Josh Duffy on part one of this show. Well, a while back, he was performing at GLBT Expo in New York City, and I went to that site, and there was a poster for the event on the main page. It included a cute young artist I was not familiar with, so I checked him out, and was glad I did. He's Todd Alsop, and so far he's just released only a CD EP called Facts and Figures. Now, producing a show like this sometimes can have its advantages, and I wrote him a fan email, and he sent me the CD and also two brand new songs. I'll share one song from the EP and one new one. Here's Todd Alsop.
I'm not ashamed to tell you the truth, that I've been preoccupied with the state of my youth. It's on my mind all the time these days. I've had some people try to suggest that I start to act my age, that maybe it'd be best if I thought about changing my childish ways. Yeah, I've been starting to feel the strain of expectations that come with a certain age. Oh, but I just wanna stay this way and never change and never let time make me anxious and uptight. I wanna fight the fight, whatever that may be, never compromise anything I believe, live the rest of my life in a pair of jeans. Never, never do I wanna forget what it means. Stand up. Watch as others meet the demands and choose to be sensible, but just to throw up their hands when they realize there's no guaranteed reward. Running the rat race and making the dimes, chasing stability has left them frozen in time, cause they've sacrificed everything they felt a passion for. Whoa. Now I got nothing against working hard and paying dues, but in the means of waking up uninspired, what's the use? I'm singing, I just wanna stay this way and never change and never let time make me anxious and uptight. I wanna fight the fight, whatever that may be, never compromise anything I believe, live the rest of my life in a pair of jeans. Never, never do I wanna forget what it means. Stand up for what's right. Have a dream. Stand up for what's right.
fight the fight, whatever that may be. Never compromise anything I believe. Live the rest of my life in a pair of jeans. Never, never do I wanna forget what it means.
The opposite. I'm a man who's flawed in many ways. I've accepted it. I won't pretend I'm what I'm not. I'll skip the whole charade, and I'll tell you right now that I can't change how I'm made. Up over little things, and then I can't let go. I'm possessive and unforgiving, and you wanna know that I'm not afraid to speak my mind and call a spade a spade. If I'm stubborn and proud, then I blame it on. But my biggest fault is that I always give my heart too soon. I fell in love with you, and I began to plan the honeymoon. Oh, and now look at me, I'm brokenhearted. I let myself get played. And you'd think that by now I'd have learned to protect myself from getting burned. Maybe one of these days I'll finally make a grade. But all that I know right now is that I can't say it's all.
Todd Alsop and The Good Fight and How I'm Made.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, JoJo.
Gee, your wash looks so white. I'm green with envy.
It's this new detergent, Drag. Makes your clothes come clean.
Drag? That's a new one on me. Can you really wash all your frilly undies in it?
You bet your booties. I even wash my evening gown. You see, Drag has transvest enzyme action. You pre-soak your clothes in Drag, then you wash with it. All the nasty stains come right out. Lipstick on your lace hankies, makeup on the collars of your frothy blouses. Just every stain imaginable.
Golly, I'm going to stop using brand P and switch to Drag right today.
And the next day... Hi, JoJo.
Hi, Bobby.
Heavens, your wash looks grand. I've never seen such pink panties.
I took your advice and I switched to Drag. I just can't wait till my wife gets home. She'll be so proud of me. Oh, here she comes now. Yoo-hoo! Malcolm!
Drag detergent makes wash day almost gay.
Ah, yes, a bit of those old stereotypes. That came from an album from 1960 put out by Mad Avenue Records and called Commercials in a Plain Brown Wrapper. That track was called Drag Detergent. The LP was packed full of fake commercials and not much humor. None of the actors' names were given, perhaps with a good reason. Back in the late 70s, Rod Hart had a hit 45 with a song adding homophobia to the CB radio craze. It was called CB Savage, and I found a copycat record, a little less homophobic though still full of stereotypes. It was called The Gay Caballero and was released out of Kansas City by an artist calling himself Goldbrick.
It was 2 days out of Golden Gate, and Hacksaw had the front door. Trash Can had the back door shut. At least he thought so. Then Trash Can said,
Hey, Hacksaw, I think we're being tailed.
Mercy sakes, we got a smoky back there.
Negatory, but I'd soon be nailed by a long-range bear is what we got. To tell you what I see, we got a pink folks bus and a chartreuse bird been a-follering you and me.
Record 9 for Hacksaw.
Good grief, I think he found me.
The Gay Caballero is on this end.
Well, come on, move it around me.
No, I'm quite content to bide my time and follow you back here. The Savage Stallion and the Thunderbird is behind me, Isla dear.
Hey, Caballero, I'm double nickel. Is there Kenworth moving slow? Yeah, you'd be better off moving faster than that, so put her down and let her go.
Oh, break 19, Caballero, the stallion's calling you.
Go ahead and talk, you silly. Hacksaw and Trash Can are listening, too.
Oh, hi, guys. Listen, this is the stallion. A rest area is due quite soon. Why don't we stop for a bite to eat? You know, it is rather close to noon.
Hey, Trash Can, this here's the Hacksaw. Let's make a little trip. Hey, go down to the other channel now, okay?
And four, we gone, we do the flip. Hey, Hacksaw, I'm on channel 6. I hope you got a plan that's sound. I tell you, if them ever the truckers ever hear about this, we'll just never live it down. You know what they'll do? They're going to change our handles from left to right, and they're going to kid us fast and loose.
Yeah. Hey, they'd be calling me Peter Pan, and you'd be Mother Goose.
The Caballeros found you, boys. You're here on Channel 6. I'll go get Savage Stallion now, and we'll bounce back here and mix.
Hey, he's gone. We better talk fast before they get back here.
And for...
I don't know what to do about it. Hey, this situation's getting mighty... It's mighty queer, yeah.
Tell you what, let's use some sense here for a change and fight fire with force is best. Let's squeeze them turkeys off the road there, Hacksaw. Create us a little mess.
Greg Hacksaw, this is Fruitcake. I'm the local bear. Now you better leave those boys alone or you're going to hear my siren blare.
Then Trash Can said,
Hey, Hacksaw, I guess you never know.
Then Hacksaw laughed the answer back.
There you go.
Let's continue with some more modern country music. Most of you have probably heard that the half-sister of Garth Brooks is lesbian and played in his band for a while. Her name is Betsy Smittle, and she released her own CD in 1994, just called Betsy. The album did not attract much attention, and this may be your only chance to hear her. From her CD is one called Hard to Believe. Moon Trent has been making music for almost 20 years, and I want to share two from his long career. In 1991, he was in a band called Pale, and they released a cover of the Tracy Allman hit, They Don't Know. And it'll be followed by one much more recent, from 2008, based on a Walt Whitman poem.
Hey.
You can find We Two Boys on his Love Bites EP and They Don't Know by Pale on a release called Quilt, the Moon Trent Collection, 1991-2007, which also includes some of his work with Brown Star. Okay, you have been very patient, trucking through over 4 hours of my June show. This is J.D. Doyle, and you've been listening to Queer Music Heritage, and I've got one more for you. I mentioned Josh Duffy earlier, and I want to close the show with him. The song I Will Love You was on his CD Artificial, which I named as one of the best of 2007. He's just released a very sexy video of the song, which I recommend you check out on his site. I Will Love You by Josh Duffy.
Find me, you must be.